This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Between concerns over produce contamination, our desire to lower our carbon footprint and eat healthier, vegetable gardening has never been more popular, except when that was all we had. Vegetables are really a major player in the world of gardening. I love walking out the door with basket in hand and shopping for tasty tomatoes, green beans, and whatever else is ripe. I want you to love it also. With that in mind, especially for newer gardeners, consider planting disease-resistant varieties. I'm talking about plants that have been bred to be more disease-resistant with plants that are naturally more disease-resistant. These are not genetically engineered with certain herbicides or pesticides. Even though they may be exposed, these varieties have the capacity to fight the infection. As you page through your seed catalogs, you'll find initials either following the name of the variety or somewhere in the description to tell you what disease they're resistant to. There's usually a glossary in the catalog to tell you what the initials stand for. I'll have a link from gardenbite.com to Cornell University that has a very comprehensive list of disease-resistant veggie varieties. If a plant is listed as good disease resistance without any initials, it's not really telling you anything except the plant is vigorous. Tomatoes are usually the first choice for new gardeners. There are many disease-resistant varieties, including Quick Pick, Champion, Better Boy, and Superstake. These are all resistant to fusarium wilt, verticillium wilt, and root knot nematodes. Some heirloom varieties don't have as much disease resistance, but I would not discourage you from trying them. Crop rotation will make a big difference in plant production. I'll have more on that tomorrow. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and follow me. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.